Oh God. Oh my God.
I'm concerned.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Well, that's not going into this podcast. So, but yeah, no, the date night was fun. The weirdest thing was definitely in the morning breakfast. I sent you a picture of it, but we went to the like fancy hotel restaurant, and then I got like an egg and cheese sandwich, mm-hmm. and it came out with no cheese. So I was like, hey, like this doesn't have any cheese on it. And they were like, oh shit, we're really sorry. Like, no shit. 10 to 15 minutes later, they come out with a fancy plate and three Kraft singles.
Okay, you just set the photo of the cheese with no explanation.
Yeah. So that's what they gave me.
Context was important.
The fuck am I supposed to do with three cold Kraft singles? So I did eat that cheese, but that sandwich was pretty bad.
Are you proud of yourself?
I cried a little. Don't care for the food, but I do care for the crudes.
I'll take it.
We'll keep trying.
Whoa, wait. I ended up on, oh, Crude's Family Tree. Never mind. I was like, the fuck is this?
Mm.
That is a TV movie of the Crudes.
I'm assuming doesn't have Nick Cage.
It does not. It also has nobody.
Not even Clark Duke?
It does not have Clark Duke. No, the second I looked him up, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that guy.
What happened to that guy?
He was great in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. Also great in Hot Tub Time Machine 2. He was also in the latter seasons of The Office.
Yeah, I didn't ever get to those.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, no. That's like the Will Ferrell seasons and stuff.
I mean, he's only in a couple episodes.
And then who becomes the boss after that?
James Spader. Oh, yeah. Fucking Spader's great. Like, all of like Robert California scenes are amazing.
His name is Robert California?
Yeah.
Duncan Idaho.
He's fucking great.
Bobby Peru.
The rest of the...
I'm just going to say people, place, names.
Yeah.
The rest of the
show. Joe Montana.
What was the California guy from 8mm?
Max California.
Max California.
Son of Robert California.
Yeah, there you go. That's my dad.
I saw somebody with an Ultron-like t-shirt on the other day, like from the movie, and I'm just like, that doesn't get enough love.
I still think that was one of our funnier, dumb things that we did. We were just like, let's dunk on this movie all night. And then it was like, I kind of liked it.
Speaking of segues, I thoroughly enjoyed Croods 2. Welcome back to Cage Match, colon, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. Today we're talking about Croods 2. I'm your host, Sean, here with my disgruntled co-host, Nick.
I'm Nick.
And our producer, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
And no, I'm going to rip that Band-Aid right off. I did not go into Croods 2 thinking it was going to be anything special, and I had a fucking blast.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of?
The Jack Black cover of that at the end. Astounding.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
On this podcast, we normally take 64 Nick Cage movies and final four bracket it down to the most Cage film, but seeing as somebody here is going to have a baby, we're going to pad this out for a little while and talk about movies that didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Starting with Croods 2.
Croods 2. The recruiting.
We'll also watch USS Indianapolis, The Men of Courage, or Men of Courage? Men of Courage.
Mans of Courage?
You don't need the
men.
Yeah. What was your reaction about, Nick?
Sean, you can't just say speaking of segues and then say a segue. Well, like say something else when no one was talking about segues. That's not a segue. It's not.
Just a hard right.
We're talking about Croods 2 now, though, aren't we? I got us there.
We are talking about Croods 2.
Yeah, but nobody was speaking of segues. That's like...
I mean, I don't.
Speaking of racism, Sean, I have some serious questions about yesterday. Nobody was talking about racism or Pete yesterday. Was.
Wait, what happened yesterday? Is this podcast safe?
We'll leave it for later.
Okay.
We'll table that. Can't use any of this. Cut it all. Speaking of racism,
Croods too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of.
It's sort of like racism. Yeah.
Speciesism?
No, I want you to elaborate on that.
What? Some of them are cavemen.
I think they're all cave people.
Some of them are better men.
Some are better men.
Isn't that just their name?
But they stand up straight and they're proportionate.
And they know how many three is.
I love that's the joke that fucking got me. Mm-hmm. That like I was just like, this can be terrible. And then Grug counts two people and holds up three fingers, and I'm like, amazing. I was completely ready to be taken away to a world of caveman whimsy. That and the red-assed flying koala bird.
Did it have a name? I can't remember.
I don't think they named it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But land sharks, just the creature designs in these movie in this movie was insane.
Yeah, I enjoyed the creatures. I enjoyed the land sharks. I enjoyed the punch monkeys.
We're going to get to the punch monkeys.
It had, you know, fine elements that elevated it to okay for a children's movie for me. I have a pretty low opinion of children's movies a lot of times, and this doesn't necessarily change that.
Where would you put this against G-Force?
It's better than G-Force. The animation is worse.
Yeah, the animation isn't good.
But well, it's a DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DreamWorks, their shit always looks bad.
Yeah, it's super smooth. There's no good textures.
And yeah, that's fair. Which I think is why they just do Minions now.
Yeah, you don't need textures for them.
No.
Yeah.
Other than
they're
denim.
Smooth.
Yeah, their bodies are smooth. You just need nude Minions only.
Speaking of nude Minions. See, that would be a
good
segue.
That's a
good
segue, if only we went anywhere.
If we had
it.
Something to do with it, but yeah. That's how you segue into berating Sean about segues again.
You don't need to segue into that. You just do it constantly.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of agree with Sean, though. I mean, I think I enjoy a kid's movie a little more than you, Nick, but like, this was not that bad. And I think it's because my expectations were very, very low going into it.
Yeah, it's not bad. For a kid's movie.
I mean, and also,
it's always going to have a qualifier.
Well, you're going to be watching a bunch of these here soon.
Mm, true enough. I mean, so like, give me a kid's movie that you think doesn't hit that qualifier, that actually gets it's good and a kid's movie.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm,
How to Train Your Dragon 2. I cried in that one.
Also DreamWorks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of also looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, animation is 2's quite beautiful, I think. Mm. The cloud work and stuff.
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2 was terrific. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I liked that movie. What is it, like Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium or something like that?
It was something like that. Yeah.
I felt like that was a pretty decent movie.
The Toy Stories is.
I haven't watched all of them.
4 is unnecessary.
I have oddly only watched 1, 3, and 4, and everyone's like, 2 is the best one.
Two
and
is
for
the
some
best
reason,
one.
I haven't seen it.
It's got Kelsey Grammer like casting couch in a Barbie.
Ooh, okay. That's a good thing.
I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it depends on what you like.
People.
Yeah. I am horny for some Kelsey Grammer, so here we go.
But we're not here to talk about Toy Stories.
Okay, who's your favorite character in this movie?
This movie?
The Croods 2. Which is also not called Croods 2. It's
The New Age.
The New Age.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna have to say the grandma. Grandma goes hard. Also, fucking 8-pack.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, grandma's pretty good, but
what's their fucking clan thing?
She wears on me real fast. The thunder
wolves.
Thunder
wolves. Thunder pussies. Yeah, grandma also probably is a thunder pussy, but yeah.
Also, I like her flying hairpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, wolf spiders. That was a good one too.
Wolf spiders were great.
Wolf spiders is my favorite character.
Just all of them.
Yeah,
they were great.
I mean, if we're going that route, punch monkeys.
I liked that the punch monkeys have their own language,
which is punching and just hitting.
Yeah.
So Rock is just a slap to the head. And I think they're getting away. Get them is just like a slap on the belly. I was trying to translate punch monkey as I was watching this.
I liked the Bettermans.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
But I just love Peter Dinklage.
Far more relatable.
I generally don't like Peter Dinklage as a
short person,
as a voice actor.
But once he's tall, he's great.
He was very good tall.
I love Peter Dinklage in things. I generally haven't liked his voice work before.
I can't remember other Dinklage voiceover work.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the original Destiny. Real flat.
But no, he was good in this. I think it was a fun character overall. Real smarmy and manipulative.
Yeah.
Why do I like him? What does this reflect on me?
You do have a similar look as well.
That's true. Yeah. It was a vibe thing.
Yeah. Now you just need flip-flops, a little like stone thing, that insufferable walk.
Yep. They are real cunty, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're pretty rough.
Kelly Marie Tran plays their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous person to ever follow me on Twitter.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I think my most famous is Daryl, so.
I don't have a Twitter account.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Kelly Marie Tran's character was pretty cool. I enjoyed her. Like when she got the bee sting. Yeah. And she's like, I got a scar.
The big puffed up hand. Uh-huh.
That made balloon sounds.
Yeah.
The more we're talking about this movie, the more I'm just hearing it's great.
I wish I had more to dunk on it.
Yeah, I mean, largely it just doesn't look very good.
It's pretty ugly.
The animation is pretty lackluster. And
you guys all hated when they got food that first
that
time.
That was so gross.
Yeah, I don't like watching them eat. That was gross.
They all go bug-eyed and just go nuts.
I don't like the way they sleep. I don't like the sleep pile. I think that's pretty
disgusting. Sean is clearly a sleep pile man.
I mean, yeah. I don't really get a choice considering my clan here. Also, their fucking lizard dog thing makes me think of Rosie.
Yeah, I think that was probably like a character in the first one more. I did not think about that thing.
I mean, Clark Duke was probably a character in the first one more because he gets obsessed with a window.
Oh, screen time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where he's just carrying around like a little frame so he can like look at things through it.
Mm-hmm.
That joke got tired fast.
Yeah, I feel like we can probably make guesses about what Croods 1 is. Actually, make guesses about what Croods 1 is.
They meet Guy and he's strange and different. And they don't like him.
Mm-hmm. They meet Guy and they show dominance over him by having sex with him.
I mean, that could have happened.
And that's how they fold him into their pack. You're ours now.
I love you.
So there's so many people in this movie.
Yeah, it's got a great
like,
cast.
DreamWorks does that thing where they're just like, we're going to hire A-list actors to do voice work.
That just seems like children's movies.
Which is also funny because it's like, kids don't give a shit who plays Mario.
No, it's only there for the adults who have to
DreamWorks.
Attend it.
Right.
I think like Disney will hire just people. Disney will hire voice actors, but DreamWorks usually tries to sell the movie based on their stars, I guess, for premiere purposes.
Sure. I mean, you do have that.
Say you get
like
Chris
red carpet
Pratt
shit.
As Garfield and Mario. Also fucking, what's his name from What We Do in the Shadows? Guillermo is the voice of Odie, the dog.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Garfield gets high at some point and Odie talks to him.
Well, Alan Tudyk is the voice of the chicken in Moana.
Oh, so yeah, like, that's right. Which is actually hilarious. Yeah. But he's actually a good voice actor.
He is a good voice actor.
What was it? K3SO in Rogue One?
Yeah.
He's fucking amazing.
But I would consider him more of like a character actor as opposed to like a big name.
Sure.
He's a recognizable human being.
He's definitely recognizable. Yeah. I mean, you almost can't recognize his voice in Ralph Wrecks the Internet. He's like the candy king.
Mm. Oh, that was the first one. The first Wreck-It Ralph.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I guess we should talk about the whole Nick Cage of it all. He goes hard for this role in a way I wasn't expecting. I thought it'd be really flat and kind of just like him phoning it in. And he cages out 90% of his lines. And I love it.
I didn't feel that strongly. Shocker.
I love the voice of reason over here.
Yeah, I don't think he went that hard on it. Like, it's like he was doing Nicolas Cage. It's like Nicolas Cage was doing Nicolas Cage. It was a little more restrained. It wasn't like wowza big. I felt it felt like it was being done from like 5 feet away.
Outside of G-Force, the only other thing I think of him for voice acting is Spider-Man Noir.
Mm-hmm.
All those line reads sound like he's underwater. Like those sound so bad as opposed to this where I'm like, he sounds energetic. He sounds like he's like getting into it and moving around and having fun with it.
Well, yeah, I'll say that. Yes, he sounds more energetic than Spider-Man Noir, a noir film based voice performance. But and he is having fun with it. I'll give you all that. I don't think it's his biggest injection of Nicolas Cage into a performance.
But I did like him as that character. I mean, yeah. I think that's the thing is like, you know, you often think about like, oh, who would have done a different or a better job? And like, I don't know. I mean, but like, it's a good performance. He seems like a weird caveman dad.
Yeah, it's fine.
It doesn't sound phoned in.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's not phoned in. I think you and I have like just a different 1 to 10.
Well, and how much we get penalized by being a kid's movie? Like, you know,
the excitement doesn't sound as excited to me as it does to Sean.
That's fair. I mean,
I'm basing this on the fact that this could have been a phoned in performance and he didn't phone it in.
Right. And I do think that there is something about seeing a Cage freak out the physicality of it is an important element, right? Like actually seeing his body moving around and his eyes getting all bug eyed and weird angles that he takes and all that kind of shit.
Full sternum bush. As soon as someone without his shirt on and they made a joke about him taking his pelt off and he's like, I did. And I'm just like, there we go.
I resemble this.
Also, what Nick Cage might look like if he never got those veneers. Because Grug does have, like, he is designed to look cagey.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me when they do that. Because sometimes they go, like, really hard into it, and it's weird and unsettling. And sometimes they do sort of, like, an homage. But then they only do it for him.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else really looks like them. Catherine Keener's character doesn't look like her.
Peter Dinklage's character doesn't look like Peter Dinklage.
I think also, of all of them, Nick Cage does have the most kind of like caveman features.
Pretty easy to caricature that face.
I'll probably watch this movie again at some point in my life for a laugh.
But never Croods 1.
I might go back and watch Croods 1 now.
At some point, you aren't allowed. Probably have to.
Well, yeah, I guess.
For completionism.
If we are really going to complete the entire fucking circuit, we are going to watch everything.
Which is fine.
We're going to go into a monthly release.
Nah.
Every 2 weeks for the rest of my life. My kids will be going to college when we finish this shit.
Oh, we'll be long dead by then.
Oh, good. It'll just be me with your AI voices.
And Hayden. Hayden's going to stand in for me when I die.
Oh, it's a sports pod now.
He's the one who's going to keep track of the bracket for you. So I guess what this movie, they stumble on like this magical wall thing that confuses them. And then they go in and all of a sudden there's like this bountiful new world and they get all stoked only to discover that it's like the homestead of Peter Dinklage and wife and their daughter. Who knew Guy's parents?
Guy played by Ryan Reynolds.
Who's like an orphan that got absorbed into their, you know, pack.
Sleep pile.
Yeah, their weird sleep pile.
And his parents were killed by like rising tar.
Yeah, it looked like a tar pit.
Yeah. They didn't seem to be in any rush to get out of there.
They didn't really try very hard.
Yeah, I'm assuming Guy was a terrible kid.
No, go on. Find tomorrow.
I bet they weren't sinking at all. I bet they'd hit the bottom of that. And they're just like, it'll take us a few hours to get out of this, but we can get rid of this kid in the meantime.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, feeding kids is terrible. And then, you know, they meet Dinklage and wife and daughter. And, you know, the Dinklage tries to get rid of them, but keep Guy because Guy's a hot commodity.
The Dinklage.
You can't call him the Dinky Man, though. That's not right.
Leslie Mann plays Hope Betterman.
Yeah. She does a good job. I like her. She's a real asshole at first and then
finds her spirit as Bogwater.
Yeah. As usual, once you unleash the hair, ladies start loosening up.
Another great scene that just got me. Just like,
oh, the names, the character names of all of them.
But when like the hair goes wild.
Oh, yeah.
I had such a great time watching this movie. And maybe it's, again, because my expectations were so low that anything just was better. But I came out of this very chuffed.
I'll tell you, I watched most of it. I watched 60 minutes of this on regular speed and then double time because I needed to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I got fast I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family. Did Josie watch this with you?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I don't know. Josie, put it in the comments.
show us with your Patreon support. It's like, do you go up or cancel?
Oh. I wager she enjoyed herself well enough.
I did love the description of all the different punch monkeys, kick monkeys, blow the belt monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, that one has weird eyes.
Oh yeah. Weird eye monkey was the best.
Definitely the highlight.
Yeah. That might, that's up there with like, that's above Wigasus.
Oh, for characters?
Yeah.
Weird Eye Monkey, Punch Monkey is definitely.
Yeah, Weird Eye Monkey above Wigasus. That's my ranking.
So that monkey, Wigasus, Moomoth.
The rest sucks.
Moomoths were great.
I liked the Moomoths.
Oh, Land Sharks.
Land Sharks were good.
Land Sharks. Yeah.
Land sharks
are good. I loved all the weird animals. I love like weird creature design. So this really scratched a niche for me. Lots of things had big red asses.
Yeah. I mean, so ultimately, like, the conflict is that there are monkeys that were giving bananas to a bigger monkey.
And
then they have to.
The Bettermans were giving bananas to the punch monkeys, who were then giving those bananas to a bigger monkey.
Yeah.
So monkeys all the way down, or all the way up, I should say.
Yeah, it's not a very deep
barrel of monkeys.
Mm.
I do like that every time Mr. Betterman tries to, like, outsmart the monkeys by like creating like a spear or fire, the monkeys just immediately steal it from him and then turn it against him.
Yeah.
When the dads are having their big apology moment for like trying to meddle in their kids' lives, Betterman's like, "Oh, I screwed up a bit too." And Grug's like, when you taught them to tie better knots, like, but their knots were so bad. Also the dad fight where they're just like hurling insults at each other, but like taking body blows. I might watch Croods 2 again. The more I talk about it, the more I'm just like, I enjoyed this movie a lot. It's good. If you have kids, watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids, you can pass.
I think that's a safe assessment. I mean, there's nothing really.
If you like DreamWorks cartoons, you'll like this, I should say.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, on the grid, on the Matrix, I mean, I know kind of where you're going to fall.
I'm going to say good, good. It's not great. It's nothing spectacular, but it's a lot of fun. And it's a really fun Nick Cage.
It's fine for me.
Fine. Yeah, I'm kind of in the good. I think it hit me in the right time. You know, I had just been hanging out with family and I watched it after my child had gone to bed and it was like, oh, that's better than I thought. That's good.
The first movie in this whole 2 year long experiment that you could have watched with your child and you're like, go to bed, child. I have to watch cartoons.
It was late, but yes. You don't get to watch this. Croods 2 is for me. Final words? Final thoughts?
Grug.
Punch monkey.
Wigasus.
Well, I guess, fuck. Thanks for listening, everybody. There's going to be a couple of these weirdo episodes. We're going to have a wrap up at some point. We're going to talk with Gary and Rox again about Leaving Las Vegas, which got lost when my laptop got stolen. So it'll be a different kind of episode, but yeah. Still good.
What else is on that episode?
Kiss of Death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Rugrats on that episode for a bit.
We will. Yeah. As we will every time.
Talk about Nick Cage bench pressing Hope Davis.
Absolutely. Still the highlight of that movie.
It's pretty good. Well,
and the inhaler.
Yeah. The bad inhaler.
Yeah.
Wait, what does bad stand for again?
Big ass dick.
Boner and destroy. Balls attitude direction.
Boom. You got it.
Yeah, that's nice. Right. Awesome.
Yeah. It'll be a good one. So these are all going to come out in weird times. We'll figure it out. And if you want to find us on social media, it's cage_match_pod. And we are on Patreon if you do want to support us. Thank you for everyone who does. To our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. And to our Cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, and Nathan. We really appreciate the support. And get into a pile with your family.
Or sleep in a separate room with privacy.
It's up to you. I don't care.
Bye.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way.
Bye.
Could you pass me a Topo Chico?
Say it like a caveman.
Topo Chico. Topo Chico?
That's it from now on. Topo Chico.
They have the big bubbles.
Let me IMDb this just because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, we all just did the exact same thing.
Putting that one back.
Which flavor did you get?
Oh, that was pineapple.
Yeah, I got peach sangria spritz.
Yeah, I know. I included that terrible one that you left in my house.
Yeah.
I was glad that came out on top.
Fuck. You did this on purpose. Yeah, loaded the deck.